Yeah, what was the Maisa? Ozal, so Rav went to the butcher. The Kom Alavayim, he was stood right next to the butcher. Have Yosef Kopoli Resha. What was the butcher doing? He was chopping a head of an animal. He was chopping a bone of the head. Doli Eine, the butcher lifted up his head. V'chaz Yenisua Rav. Omalei Abba, Ad Zil. So he told the butcher, called Rav Abba, like my father, Ad Zil, you go away. Lestli Milsa Bador, I have nothing to do with you. In other words, the butcher not only didn't yes mechila, but like he was mavaza Rav. He told Rav, "You go away. I never did anything to you. I don't know you any apologies. Get out of here." Is bahad the kapoli reisha. When this butcher, while he was banging the head, is ishtomet garmo, a bone fell out. Omachya b'kua, it hit him on his throat. The katle, the bone killed the butcher. That was the maisa. So maisa Rav Huna knew what was going on here. In other words, like Rashi says, v'kua v'gagroisam, and his gagger in his throat. In other words, Rav meant to make it easy for the butcher to ask mechila. And that's the cloud. When it's easy to do a mitzvah and you don't do it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a big einish. Because you have no tour. Why didn't you do the mitzvah? Bishleim, if it's hard to do it, you have a terrence, it's hard for me to do it. But when something is very easy and you don't do it, then it's a big time on you. That's here. The Rav wanted to make it so easy for the butcher to ask mechila. And still the butcher didn't ask mechila, so that's a terrible chet. For that, the butcher got killed right away. Famous, the Koich Vayor, they speak out that where did Rav learn such a midah like this? How did Rav know to do act like this? So he says, learned it out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we know, the Aseret Shemei Teshuva is to more dash in the Posig, Dir Shu Hashem B'Motzu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes very close to us, Aseret Shemei Teshuva. And that's why it's brought down Halacha, that the Beinanim, they have the Gzar Din on Yom Rosh Hashanah. It must be Teshuva good. If they don't do Teshuva, they end up to be Chayovim. So the Velt Kashrid, if you're Beinanim, means you're 50-50. So on Rosh Hashanah you are 50-50. On Yom Kippur, what do you have to do tshuva for? Just do one more mitzvah. If you do one more mitzvah in between, so you become a tzaddik gomer and you get your gzad din l'toyiv. His mashmah din is no only if you do tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, you won't be zeicha. Why only do you have to do tshuva? So he wants to mazel like this gemara here, that these 10 days that Kadosh Baruch Hu comes very close to us. Why does Hashem, dear Hashem, be matzu? Why is Hashem so close to us? Because Hashem wants us to ask mechilu these days. Hashem wants us to do tshuva. So Hashem is so kind to us, He comes very close to us, that it's very easy to do tshuva. Therefore, since it's easy to do tshuva these 10 days, if we don't do tshuva then, it's such a big chet, it's such a gefele chazach, that no matter how many mitzvahs you do, you won't weigh out your scale to make you a tzaddik. Therefore, the only way to be a tzaddik is to do tshuva. Mamash at this ma'aser Rav, so Rav learned out from Hashem. Just like when Hashem, on the 10 days of Aseret Shemei Teshuva, He comes to us to make it easy for us to do tshuva, that's what Rav also did. Rav went to this butcher to make it easy for the butcher to do tshuva. And if you, in that these days when Hashem is close, it's easy to do tshuva, and we don't do tshuva, the chet is so terrible, like here the butcher had to die. And that's why also the benini is not zeicha. The only way a benini could be zeicha is if he does tshuva. Right. Rav heavy posik sidra kaima the Rebbe. Rav was saying over Gemara, Sidrashi, Pashas Mikra, Shal Neviyah Noshek Suvim, he's saying over Nach, in front of Rebbe, is Ayol, Osa Rebbe Chia. So then in the middle, while he's telling over the Nach, Rebbe Chia walked in, is Hodel Reisha. So he started over again, okay, for one, so Rav started over again. Is Ayol Bakapora, then Bakapora came a few minutes later. Is Hodel Reisha, Rav again started over again. Also, Rabbi Shimon Rebbe came in. Hodla Reisha again, he started over again. Also, Rabbi Chanina. Then finally, for the last one came, Rabbi Chanina came in. Rabbi Choma. Omas, the Rav said, Kulei hai nahadei, so much, you're bothering me so much. You want me to go over again another time? V'nezo, loy hadar, no, I'm not going to go over again. So for Rabbi Chanina, Rav did not go over again. Is ikbet Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina felt very bad, like you're mavayish me. For everybody else, when they came in late, you repeated this year. And Pug, when I walk in, you don't want to review, you don't want to go over again, why not? Is also Rav, so Mela, he felt bad. So the kids say, Rav hurt the feelings of Reb Chanina. So now, Lalocha, Rav has to ask Mechila for Reb Chanina. He hurt his feelings. Is also Rav Lagabe, so Rav went to ask Mechila, to Leisa Mala Yom Kippurim. 13, Erev Yom Kippis, he went to ask him for Mechila. V'lo Yifayis, and Reb Chanina was not Meichelim. After all these times, he wasn't Meichelim. That was the Maitha. So the Gemara, two kashas now. First of all, Fehechi Ovid Hochi, how did Rav do this? How did he go ask Mechila so many times? V'yomer Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, kol ha-mevakesh mata mechaveroi. If somebody goes to ask Mechila from his friend, he wants his friend to forgive him. If the halacha is, ha-yevakesh mimenu Yosef mishlosh apomin. You don't have to ask him more than 3 times, that's all. So how come Rav asked here 13 times? How come so much? You don't have to ask more than 3 times. If he doesn't, not mostly, you have to 3 times, that's it. Have the Gemara Rav Shani. Rav was a machmer upon himself. So Mashmi, if you want to be machmer, you have a right to ask him more. Rashi machmiru hayli asmai. Rav was machmer upon himself. He wanted to ask him more times. Okay, good, he had a right to ask more times. But now the kasher is, Rav Chanina, hechi yavad hachi. How did Rav Chanina do this? Rabbi says, "Kol ha'mavar amidosav." If somebody overlooks his own midas, in other words, you're not makbid. If somebody does something bad to you, you forgive him easily. Is mavir lo yakob shov midah keneged midah? If you forgive people, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will be meichel you. So it's a tremendous good thing to be nice to people. Be meichel them, forgive them, in order that Hashem should be meichel you. So how come Rabbi Chanina wasn't leichel Rav even after he asked the mechila so many times? So Gemara says the ma'aseh was like this. Elo Rabbi Chanina chalmo chozile. He had a dream. At night he dreamt something. What did he dream? He dreamt l'rav chozile l'rav. He saw Rav the zakfu b'diklei, that they hung him up on top of a palm tree. That was his dream. Now with Gemiri we know what's the interpretation of this dream. The chol the zakfu b'diklei, whenever you hung up on top of a palm tree, or the chol the zakfu b'diklei reishon heavy oma. The chol the zakfu b'diklei reish heavy. Whoever is put up on top of a palm tree, the pshat is, he's going to be the Rosh Hashiva. He's going to be lifted up to be the Rosh Hashiva. Now the Maisa was right now, Rav Chanina was the Rosh Hashiva. So according to Rav Chanina's dream, what is going to happen is that the Chanina is going to get the boot, he's going to be kicked out, and Rav's going to take over. And he didn't want that to happen. It could even mean that Chanina is going to have to die first, and then Rav will take over. So Omi said like this, Shema Mino, Boi Lemevad Rishusein, that they want to make a new Rishus, they want to make Rav the Rosh Hashiva over me. Mela v'lo yifayis. I'm not going to be meichel him. Ki heicha the leiz of ligma raisa b'bavel. In order that Rav won't be able to stay around town here, he'll have to go to Bavel and learn Torah there. So in other words, good, let him be Rosh Hashiva in Bavel. So then it wouldn't be a stira to me. I'll be Rosh Hashiva here, and he'll be Rosh Hashiva in Bavel. So I won't get the boot. I won't get kicked out. So that's why he didn't want to be meichel him. Trashi. Chalmo chozel el Rav. Ro cholom al Rav. Shetulu b'deklavi. So he saw in his dream they were hanging Rav on top of a palm tree. Vul simen asiyas rosh gedula. That's a simen, a sign that he's going to be the rosh, the head. Rabbi Chanina rosh yeshiva. You're right now, Rabbi Chanina was a rosh yeshiva. Because the Yomar Rebbe, that the Shas Patirosai Chanina bar Choma Yoshev Rosh. When Rebbe was nifter, he left it savor that Chanina, Rabbi Choma should take over. Ugeshiro cholom zeh. Now when Rabbi Chanina saw this dream, our Rav, that Rav is going to take over, doyeg lomos, he was afraid maybe he's going to die. The Fishain Machos Agas Chaverto, that nobody takes away the other person's position. So Kolzaman Chanina is alive, he has to be the Rosh Hashiva. Now that he saw in the dream that Rav has to take over, he was afraid that he's going to die, and that's where Rav will take over. In Zomer he said, Itchayim Mehocha, let me get Rav out of here. The year of Rechla Bavel will run to Bavel. Mipnei, Miponai. Vishom Yir Rosh, and let him be Rosh Hashiva there. V'lenidochim Lomas Vishvila, I shouldn't have to be amazed, be killed because of him. So that's why he didn't want to be Meichelim. So he had a right not to be Meichel, Pekuach Nefesh. But Pekuach Nefesh, you could do anything. He's the this is the way he's going to save his life. If he will be Meichelim, and he'll be here, he's going to have to die. Now that he's not Meichelim, Rav will have to run to Bavel, it's Pekuach Nefesh. So Rav Chanina had a right not to be Meichel Rav, in order to push away Rav to go to a different place, and there will become Rosh Hashiva. Tana Rabbonin, Mitzvah Zvidui Erev Yom Kippurim. Like we do by Minch Erev Yom Kippur, we say Vidui. Im chashecha. Oh, no, this is before. No. Mitzvah zvidu erev yom kippur im chashecha. This is like we say tefillah zakai. There's a mitzvah to say vidu erev yom kippur right before yom kippur. Im chashecha. This is like what tefillah zakai. Rashi's im chashecha means the acher achila. If you already ate your sudas mafsekis, mishakibul olav yom kippur. When you're just about now, when you are accepting upon yourself yom kippur, like tefillah zakai, that's what is a mitzvah to say vidu. Abulom Chachom said though, Yisvade Koydim Shiyochel. No, you should say Vidui before you have Yisudas Hamasekis, like we do in Mincha. In Mincha Erev Yom Kippur, we say Vidui. Why? Koydim Shiyochel V'Yishta, before you eat and drink. Because Shema Titra of Daita V'Suda. Maybe you'll have such a big Suda, you'll come a little shikra from it, Titra Daita, Shrashi Machma Shichrus, you'll drink too much then, and you won't be able to say Vidui on Yom Kippur. So therefore, before you get yourself into trouble, first thing, say Vidui. Therefore, by Mincha time, Erev Yom Kippur, we say Vidui. said vidu an mincha toim v'shos before you had yisuda misvad liyachas yochav yishta. Still, you have to say vidu a second time after the suda, like batfila zakai. Shem ira dvaka kolo v'suda. Maybe you did something wrong. Trashi shochet. You didn't make the right bracha. You benched too fast. Maybe you did a chet during the suda. So you want to have a forgiveness for that. Say vidu right away. Now v'yava pishes vad arvis. Even though you said vidu by Arvis, by Mariv, is Yisvada Shachrus. You have to say Vidu again by Shimon Yassir Shachrus. Shachrus Yisvada B'Musaf. B'Musaf Yisvada B'Mincha. When you say Vidu even by Shachrus, you have to say it again by Musaf. And when you say Vidu by Musaf, you have to say it over again another time by Mincha. Now, B'Mincha Yisvada B'Dila. Even after you said Vidu by Mincha, you have to say it another time by Tfilas Nila. The Marva Heichan Aymri. Where do we say vidui? Yochid achat filosai. Or Yochid says that after he finishes the Shemon Esrei, after we say Yil Rotzayin, then we first say our vidui, like we do. Or Shliach Tziba, where does the Shliach Tziba say vidui? Or Mabiyansi, he says in the middle of Shemon Esrei, like we do. That's where he says his vidui. My Omar, what is the Nusach of vidui? What are we supposed to say? Omar Rav, Ata Yedeya Roza Yerlam. Like we say, that's called vidui. Shmuel Omer, Shmuel says, from the deep part of your heart. So Rashi says, it means it's a tefillah. It's Rashi tefillah. Not only this, but the type of a tefillah from deep in our heart, we're asking for forgiveness. That's called the vidui. You speak out, like it says in the Torah, that today on Yom Kippur, Kodesh Baruch was meichelos. Rabbi Yechonon Omer, Ribon Ho'olamim. Rashi clears it, because they don't have to know, like we say. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, ki avonaseinu rabbi melimnos. There are too many averus we have, we can't count them. V'chatoseinu otzme misafer. That's the vidui. And still we're asking for mechila. Rav Hamnuna Amar, lakai, achlo enotzati eni kedai. Achshav shenotzati kilo enotzati. Before I was born I'm not worth it, now that I'm born I'm also not worth it. Ofrani b'chaya kavachom v'misosai. I'm dust now, and avadu after me shall be put back to dust. Like a kli full of embarrassment, I shouldn't do any more averus like a shabbat good aziva sachet, and any chatoim that I already did, Hashem should forgive me. But not ayda yisurim chloim roim. We spoke out yesterday. They would daven to Hashem that we should be zeicha to do a tshuva shleima, that we should not have to come on to yisurim even. Vahainu vidu the rova kul mishosa. This is the way Rav said vidu the whole year. It's not only on Yom Kippur, but the whole year round. This is the nusach of the vidu that he said. Ud Rav Hamnuna zuta b'yom de Kippur yomer. The Rav Kulishosa, Ud Rav Hamnuna zuta b'yom de Kippur. And this was the vidu he said Rav Hamnuna zuta that he said on Yom Kippur. That was his nusach of vidu. Amar mazutra lo yamar nelo lo yomer avla nachnu chatonu. These vidus are good if you didn't say Aval Nachnu Chatonu. Aval Omar, Aval Nachnu Chatonu. But as soon as you get finished saying Aval Nachnu Chatonu, Sulay Tzorach. More than this you don't have to say. The Omar Barham Durdi. Have a Kimna Kaim de Shmuel. I was one standing in front of Shmuel. There the Yosef I was sitting. The Chimota Shlichu de Tziburoi. When the Shlich Tzibur came to say vidui, the Omar Aval Nachnu Chatonu Komekim. When he said this Lashon of vidui Aval Nachnu, I stood up. I stood up to say vidui. Omar. Shemamina iku vidu hai. Mashma Yoni stood up for this loshen of Avalanachto Chatonu. Mashma Shemamina iku vidu hu. This is the iku vidu. If you say Avalanachto Chatonu, that's the iku vidu. At least for Yom Kippur. That's what the Rambam also paskins. Havad was good to say all the vidu like we do say. But we have to know as soon as we say Avalanachto Chatonu, that's called the iku vidu. That's where the Rambam paskins also. And this is also one of the writings we spoke out yesterday, that really it's a kasha. If you look at the Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam brings down a lot of chalakim how to do tshuva. And one of the chalak is vidui. And the Rambam says, what is mitzvahs vidui? Mitzvahs vidui is you have to speak out that you have charota, you feel bad what you did, you have to speak out, you have a ziva sachet, you're leaving the chet, you have to speak out, you can have a kabbalah lahabo, I'm not going to do anything, and then you speak out vidui. So Rambam says, there's a whole seder how you have to speak out vidui. So it's shver this Gemara. Here the Gemara says, what's the ikka vidui? Avlanachnu chatonu. That's all you have to say. Say Avlanachnu chatonu. That's enough of vidui. So Teretz is like we spoke out, that Yom Kippur is a special day. Even though we don't hold like Rebbe that the Atzuma Shoyon Yom Kippur by itself is Mechaperim, it doesn't help by itself. We have to have Tshuva also. But even after we do Tshuva, there is a help. Yom Kippur itself helps us in the Tshuva. Therefore, when we say Vidui a whole year round, we don't have the help of Yom Kippur. We have to say a bigger Vidui. The other Rambam says you have to speak out on the Vidui, the Charotah, the Aziva, and the Kabbalah. Mashenka and Yom Kippur, since the Asumu Shoyim, the day of Yom Kippur itself alone helps us in the Kapparam, true, we have to have a tshuva, but a smaller amount of tshuva is enough. So as long as we said this much vidui of Avonach to Chotono, that's the ikar vidui that helps for Yom Kippur. By the Tanan Hossam, we learned, Moran Tainis, Vishloisha Prokam Ashana, three times a year, Kahanim, Noisim, Eskapayim, Arbo, Pomim, Bayoim, the Kahanim Duchen, four times a day. Vishachris, the Musif, the Mincha of Nilas Shorim, and by Tfilas Nila. When is these things, the Elohein, Shleisha Prokum, one of these three times, the Tainis, when they fast, as usually we don't do it by Mincha, because it's the man Shikras already, because we're afraid they'll be Shikr, they'll drink too much. But on a Tainis, you're not allowed to drink, therefore you could the Duchin on a Tainis. Over Mamodis, by the Mamodis, when they brought the Kabonis, and they stand Allah Mamodis, Rashi, Arbo Yomim Bechol Shabbos, Shanshe Mishma Yisrael, Meschansim, Yereim, or Misanim, they used to fast then. The current B'maisa Bresh, it's all said like we'll see in the Gemara in Tainis. So the kids are the same thing. Since they were fasting then, there wasn't a Shiloh from Shichrus, therefore the latter Duchin by Mincha. Over Yom HaKippur, in Kippur also we Duchin four times. The more Mayim Nila Shorim, what does it mean closing the gates? Rav Amat Tzlusi Yeserta, like we have, it's a special Tfilah, we daven Tfilas Nila. Shmuel Amat Shmuel says, no, it's not a whole Tfilah by itself, no, just Ma'ono Machayenu. That's all you have to say. Not a Lashon Shmon Esrei, just this. Shrashi Ma'ono Machayenu, Oyim Avyeinu Mespalu. You don't have to say a whole Shmon Esrei. You just say Ma'ono Machayenu, that's called Tfilas Nilas Ashorim. There's a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Meis Ve'adakasha. Or Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur by night. Mespalu Sheva Mesvada. The Nusach of Tfilah is seven brachas, and we say Vidui at the end of the Tfilah. B'shachris Mespalu Sheva Mesvada. The Musaf Mispalu Shevo Misfadi makes seven brachas and you say Vidui. The Mincha Mispalu Shevo Misfadi. The Nila, when it comes to Davin Tfilas Nila, the same thing. Mispalu Shevo Misfadi again, you have to say a whole Shimon Esrei and you say Vidui. So it's a Kashan Shmuel. Sa'awa Lashon HaGemara, it says Tanoihi. It's a Machlokes Tanoihim, the Tanya. But really, the Mefarshim take out this word Tanoihi because we'll soon see it's not a Machlokes Tanoihim. Everybody holds, like Rafia, that by Nila you have to say Shimon Esrei. So you got the time, like, we learn like this. Yom HaKippur Mim Chashecha. This means by Moitzoy Yom Kippur. Is Mespalo Shevo Mesvada. You have to daven Shmon Esrei, seven brachas, and say Vidui. The Chaysim of Vidui. You end off with Vidui, like we do in Nila. Divrei Rebbe Meir. This is Rebbe Meir Shita. The Chavam Oymer, the Chavam say, Mespalo Sheva. No, by Nila, you have to daven seven brachas. You have to say Shmon Esrei. But Vimrotza Lachtan Bevidui Chaysim. If you want to, you could end off the bracha with the brachas of Vidui. If not, not. But I called upon him, the Gemara said, Tiyufta di Shmuel, Tiyufta. Here it's nothing a kasha and Shmuel, because here, according to everybody, it says clearly that by Tfilas Nila, you have to say Sheva Brachas, you have to make a Shmon Esrei out of it. Yeah, because here, both of the Mashma Nila, you have to say Shmon Esrei. It's only a question that you have to end off with a video or not. But everybody's masking, you have to say a Shmon Esrei. That's a kasha on Shmuel. Ula Barav, Nochis Kaim Rova. Ula Rav went in front of Rova. Posach biyata bechatonu. We start off the Shmon Esrei without the bechatonu. V'sayim in the end of the Shmon Esrei v'manu machayenu. V'shavchehe and he praised him. In other words, when Ula Bar Rav went down in front of Rova, Rova praised him. As he ended off the bracha of Shmon Esrei with vidu with the manu machayenu. The Gemara says Abba Rav Huna Breder Rav Nosan Omar. He says no. The Yochid Omer Achat Filosim. When the Yochid says Shmon Esrei, he doesn't end off the last bracha with Vidui, but after he finishes Shmon Esrei, after he says Yil Ratzon like we do, then he says Vidui. The Gemara Vayta, Omar Rav. Rav says, Tfilas Nila Poitera Seshal Arvis. That when you daven Nila, then you don't have to daven Marav after that. Rav Latame, Rav goes according to Yeshita, the Omar, Tzlusi Yeserhi. And there's what is called Nila, it's called an extra Tfilah. So since you said Shmon Esrei l'shem Nila, you don't have to daven again Shmon Esrei for Marav. V'chivon etzolilei suet tzarech. Since you already said Shmon Esrei for Nila, you don't have to say over again for Marav. For the Gemara Miyama Rav Hochi, is it true that Rav said like this? V'yama Rav, Rav says halachik divrei yoimer, tefilas arvus rishus. That he holds tefilas arvus is a rishus. In other words, a rishus means, like Tosis says, Not that you don't have to daven Maariv. Of course you have to daven Maariv. Just if you have a good excuse, a good reason, why not, then you have a right not to daven Maariv. See here also, what's the good reason? Tosfos says, the aim to bechinam, the b'leil yom kippur mitzvah l'troyach l'hochin tzorchei suda. Ha-mitzvah yom kippur, there's a mitzvah to prepare the suda. Devikain yom tif, it's like a yom tif to eat the meal on mitzvah yom kippur. K'derimina b'medrash, mitzvah yom kippur, basko yetzus v'yameris loch, leich echol basim cholach mechom. Go and eat. But since it's a mitzvah to eat then, I would think maybe as mishus, for sure you don't have to daven Maariv. So then what is Rav saying here, you potter because you daven tefilas nilam, even without tefilas nilam? Poshut, you don't have to daven Maariv on mitzvah yom kippur, if you hold this only rishus. So what's Rav's chiddush here? So Gemara answers, L'divrei Yomer Chayva. Rav is talking about, according to Man Yomer, it says that Tfilos Arvus is a Chayv. So then you do have to daven Maariv, even though you have a good excuse. So here Rav is saying a Chiddush, but you should know, Mitzoyim Kip, you don't have to daven Maariv. Why? Because since you already daven Tfilos Nila, that takes the place of Tfilos Maariv. But without this, even though you have a good excuse not to daven Maariv, if you hold it's a Chayv, you always have to daven Maariv. For the Gemara Meisvei. Or Yom Kippurim is Palos Shevo Misvada. He's beginning Maariv by first night of Yom Kippur. You have to say Shemoneh Esrei and Tevidui. Shachris Shevo Misvada. Musaf Shevo Misvada. Benilo Mispalos Shevo Misvada. Arvis, if even after Tfilas Nila, still you have to daven Maariv. Mispalos Shevo Mein Shemoneh Esrei. You daven seven brachas, but Mein Shemoneh Esrei. In other words, that's called the Tfilah Kitzorim. You say the first three brachas and the last three brachas. And in the middle, you say the bracha havinenu, a tefillah katzara that has of all the 13 brachas in between. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel mishum avoysav mispalo shmoina asara shlemus. No, you have to say complete yud ches brachas. Why? Because nation sarach lema havdala b'chinen adas. Hey, since you have to say atochen antonu in Maariv, so you can't just say a short bracha of havinenu, because then there wouldn't be a place to say havdala. Since you have to say havdala, therefore you have to say complete bracha b'chinen adas. Therefore, you have to say 18 complete brachas. But our co-point, you see clearly, you do have to daven Maariv on Mitzvah Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur, you have to daven a regular Maariv, a regular 18 brachas. Why? Because since you have to make Havdolim, so you have to make the bracha Chonin Adas, you have Havdolim Chonin Adas. So you have to make a special bracha. So our co-point, you see, not like Rav, you see clearly, you have to daven Maariv on Mitzvah Yom Kippur. So what says Tanoi, so Machlik is Tanoim. Rashi, Potra Nilo es Shalarvas Aloi. Does Nilo pati you or not? The Tanya we learned. Kol Chayve Tfilois, whoever has the chiv to go to the mikvah, is Toivlon Kedarkim Yom HaKippurim. You're allowed to go to the mikvah on the day of Yom Kippur. Nido Violedis, Tevelos Kedarkim Balela Yom HaKippur. A Nidor or Yoledis, their chiv is to go to the mikvah at night. If the chiv, the seventh day, comes out at the night of Yom Kippur, they're allowed to go to the mikvah even the night of Yom Kippur. Bal Keri, a man that sees Keri, Zera comes out of him, is Toivah V'hoylech Ad HaMincha. He could go to the mikveh even on Yom Kippur up until he davens Mincha. In other words, if he came about Keri in the middle of the day of Yom Kippur, he didn't daven Mincha yet, he's allowed to go to the mikveh in order to daven Mincha. Like Rashi says, Bal Keri, She'oseh B'divrei Torah K'dekayim Alon Ezra Tikkun Tefillah L'Bal Keri. His bizman Ezra was also to learn Torah, and who Adin was also to daven Tefillah if you're about Keri unless you go to the mikveh. So therefore, since on Yom Kippur you want to daven, you have a right to go to the mikvah. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol hayyom kuloi. No, you can even go to the mikvah even after mincha. Let's say you came about carry after mincha. Still, you're allowed to go to the mikvah to matar yourself. So what's this machlokes tolyon? So Rashi learns that the rabbanon hold, if you daven mincha, and then you became about carry, you're not allowed to go to the mikvah. You have to daven tefillas nila. The Rabbanan Sheet the Rashi learns is that Tfilas Nila Yadavim Balayla. Like on Mitzvah Yom Kippur, that's when Yadavim Tfilas Nila. So therefore, let's say you became a Bakeri after Mincha. There's no purpose for you to go to the Mikvah now on Yom Kippur before the end of Yom Kippur. Because you don't have to daven Nila on Yom Kippur. Wait till like after Laila, till it comes nighttime. Then go to the Mikvah, then you can daven Tfilas Nila. That's the Rabbanan Sheet. Therefore, Rashi says, according to the Rabbanan, they'll come out good according to Rav. That if you daven Nila, of course you do not have to daven Maariv. Because according to the Rabbanan, when is the time to daven Nila? At night time. So since you daven Nila at night, you don't have to daven Maariv. Mashaykh and Vyasi holds not like that. Vyasi holds that you have to daven Nila on the day of Yom Kippur. Therefore, even if you became a Bakeri after Mincha, since you still have to daven Nila on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to go to the mikvah in order to daven Nila. So according to Rabbi Yossi, that the tefillah is Nila is like we do. We daven in Mavoy Joyim when it's still daytime. Therefore, at night, you would have to daven Shemone Esrei over again, L'shein Marv. For the Gemara Minu, I have a kasha now. Hazav, v'hazovo, ha-metzorov, ya-metzoras. Or boil nido, all these people are tome, a man that was boil nido. Or v'tome mace, somebody touched a mace. He's toivlo in kedak of Yom Kippurim. They're allowed to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, even by day. Nida v'yoledis, let's say an isha that's a nida, she becomes Torah now, or yoledis, she gave birth, now she's becoming Torah, is toivlois kedarkam b'leilu Yom Kippurim. They have the chiyuv to go to the mikvah at night, they're allowed to go to the mikvah at the night of Yom Kippur. Now, Balkeri, what about a Balkeri, a man that sees Zerah comes out of his body, is toivl v'hoyla kola Yom Kulei. This is the theory now, you see, according to the Rabbonin, they're allowed to go to the mikvah the whole day. Even after we daven mincha, still is allowed to go to the mikvah. Not like we learned before, that the Tanakhama before the Rabbanan said that you can only go to the mikvah up until mincha. But once you daven mincha, and then you became a Valkeri, you cannot go to the mikvah. And here the Rabbanan say a lotion of, Toivah v'hoyla kola yom kuloi. Mashma, the whole day of Yom Kippur, even if you first saw the keri, after you daven mincha, still you're allowed to go to the mikvah. Rabbi Yossi Yom, Rabbi Yossi Shitter is no, min ha-mincha lamala. You could only go to the mikvah up until you daven mincha. But min ha-mincha lamala, once you're ready to daven mincha, then en yochol litvel, you're not allowed to go to the mikvah. So here you see this swerve just the opposite. Here Rabbi Yossi holds that you can only go to the mikvah up until mincha. But once you daven mincha, mashma then, tefillas nilam, you could daven it at night time, so you don't have to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Wait till after Yom Kippur, then go to the mikvah. So it's a stira. So Gemara says, no, loy kasha, there's no stira. Ho did soli, tefillas nila, ho de loy soli. According to Rabbi Yossi, no. According to Rabbi Yossi, Shita is, the din to daven nila is mabay join. You have to daven nila on Yom Kippur. Therefore, the first Rabbi Yossi said that even after you daven mincha, if you became a balkeri, you're allowed to go to the mikvah, because you have to daven nila on Yom Kippur. The second Rabbi Yossi that says, that min a mincha lamale in yochol litvol, it means in the case that you already daven nila. Let's say like right after mincha you daven nila, and then you became a balkeri. But since you became a balkeri then there's no purpose to go to the mikvah today. You don't have to daven again today. Then Rabbi Yossi says you can't go to the mikvah after you already davened. For the Gemara, Ibit Soli, if you want to tell me now this test machlokes, is you already daven tefillas nila, so that's where Rabbi Yossi says you cannot go to the mikvah anymore on Yom Kippur. What's the svar of the Rabbonin? Why do they say you're allowed to go to the mikvah? They say no kol yom kulay. This mashma, even after you daven nila, still you can go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. For what purpose? You're ready to daven nila, you don't have to daven anymore. The Teretz is, kosavri Rabbonin, the Rabbonin svar is that tefillah bizmana mitzvah. The Rabbonin hold a new svarim, that tefillah, at the first time you could go to the mikvah is a mitzvah. So therefore, l'moshel ha-balkeri, when is he allowed to go to the mikvah? Right after he sees the keri, the zera comes out of his body, he's allowed to go to the mikvah. So even though it's not for purpose to let you daven, you don't have to daven anymore, you already daven all the tefillahs, but since after you see the keri, there's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah, the Rabbonin shita is, it's a mitzvah, bizmana, at the first time you could do it, and therefore the mitzvah is doichi Yom Kippur. You're allowed to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, even though you do not need it for the purpose of davening. You already finished all your tefillahs. Still, you're allowed to go to the mikvah because it's a mitzvah. That's the Rabbonin shita. So Mechlala comes out now to Rabbi Yossi Sov Alav Mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi says, no, once you already daven tefillahs nila, you cannot go to the mikvah if you become a balkeri now, because there's no purpose for davening. I go to the mikvah because it's a mitzvah as soon as you could go. The Teretz says Rabbi Yossi holds that Lav Mitzvah, there's no mitzvah to go to the mikvah to become Torah as soon as possible. For the Gemara, yes, she was theory now. For a time, we learned in a brisa like this. We had this Gemara on Shabbos, or we had the Gemara before, on Dav Ches. Harei Shoho Yashem Kosev Absorei. If somebody had Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vov Kei, written on his skin. Harei Zeh L'Yirchas. He's not allowed to wash himself now. He can't wash off Hashem's name. For Lo Yisach, he can't rub himself. For Lo Yamed B'Mokha Matanufais. He can't stand in a place, a dirty place, because it's not nice Hashem's name should be there. Nizdam Neloi Tfilas Mitzvah. Let's say he has to go to the mikvah. Is Korech Olav Gami, he has to put a leaf over it, the Yerik V'Tevel, then he can go down to the mikvah. Rabbi Yossi says, Yerik V'Tevel Kedako V'Atshle Yishavshev. As long as it doesn't rub off Hashem's name, he's okay, he could go to the mikvah. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue the next tape, and we'll make this theme on the next tape.